Any thoughts about the issue of checkpoint inhibitors and mesothelioma?
There was some really nice data from the French group at ASCO that highlighted that both nivolumab and nivo plus ipi can work in mesothelioma. There have been previous data with pembrolizumab in mesothelioma. I think at a minimum, it highlights that there's a real possibility to benefit of these drugs in that disease. And so I would certainly encourage exploration that can move towards some regulatory approval. I think the proof of principle is there that it can work. I think absent is really clear data about why it works in some than others. That's not unique to mesothelioma. Obviously, in many diseases, that's entirely unclear. But I think identifying whether PD-L1 is relevant or not could be helpful.
I mean, you would think there should be a lot of mutational load there.
I would imagine so.
Although I think I've heard maybe there isn't. I'm not sure. You know?
Yeah, I think I'm not sure, to be honest, about what the landscape looks like. My understanding is that there's a TCGA mesothelioma report that's in progress, and I think will help clarify what the molecular landscape looks like.
And mesothelioma has kind of a, I don't know, I'm not going to say slow natural history, but not the same kind of progression you see with, say, non-small cell. Do you think there's any evidence that you see, you know, quote, the prolonged responses with mesothelioma that you see with other cancers, including non-small cell?
I think so. That may be my guess is, yeah, I think that the same possibility of durable benefit seems to be transferable from cancer to cancer. As far as I know, there hasn't been a really clear distinction between the sort of duration of response from one cancer to the next.